It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning, the Republicans have a nominee. The Democrats are even farther away from one now that the count is in primaries in Ohio, Texas, Rhode Island, and Vermont. We have two reports, one on John McCain, who's now reached the magic number of 1,191. That's the number of delegates he needs to clinch the Republican nomination. First, a report on the Democrats from NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Last night, Hillary Clinton won the right to keep on fighting for the Democratic nomination. She won three of the four primaries, most significantly Ohio and Texas, the two big states that were must-wins for her. As soon as the networks had called the Ohio race, but before the final result in Texas was known, she appeared before a screaming crowd of supporters in Columbus. She didn't call herself the comeback kid, but the message was clear.
For everyone here in Ohio and across America who's ever been counted out but refused to be knocked out, and for everyone who has stumbled but stood right back up, and for everyone who works hard and never gives up, this one is for you.
Obama won the primary in Vermont, but last night Clinton stopped his winning streak at 12 contests, and she put an emphatic end to the talk that she might pull out of the race. This nation is coming back, she said, and so is her campaign.
The people of Ohio have said it loudly and clearly. We're going on, we're going strong, and we're going all the way. You know, they call Ohio a bellwether state. It's a battleground state. It's a state that knows how to pick a president.
Although exit polls show Democrats view Obama as the most electable in the fall, Clinton made the argument that the states she has won make her the stronger general election candidate. No candidate in recent history, she said, has won the White House without winning the Ohio primary. Obama, on the other hand, said that it was the simple math of the delegate count, not states, that matters. He spoke in San Antonio before the final Texas results were in.
No matter what happens tonight, we have nearly the same delegate lead as we did this morning, and we are on our way to winning this nomination.
Although he failed to knock Clinton out of the race last night, Obama still acted like he expected to be the nominee. Like Hillary Clinton, he called John McCain to congratulate him and to tell him he was looking forward to running against him. Obama never wavered from the theme of change that has carried him this far in the race.
And tonight, because of you, because of a movement you built that stretches from Vermont's Green Mountains to the streets of San Antonio, we can stand up. We can stand up with confidence and clarity to say that we are turning the page and we are ready to write the next great chapter in America's story.
Obama's message was still resonating with voters like Michael O'Neill of Bastrop County, Texas.
We need change. The main thing for me, I got drafted during Vietnam. I still don't know what for. We need to get out of that war. That's the main reason I supported Obama. He was against it from the start. And also, we need change. We had Clinton's for too long. We had Bush's for too long. We need some fresh ideas in there.
But Clinton managed to rebuild her coalition in Texas and Ohio. According to exit polls, she won two-thirds of the Hispanic vote in Texas, and white women returned to her side. Mary Relato of Columbus, Ohio, voted for her.
I think she's an intelligent, smart woman who will lead this country to where it needs to go.
In the final days of the campaign, Clinton attacked Obama on trade in Ohio, questioned his ability to handle a foreign policy crisis in Texas, and lambasted the media for treating him too softly. That aggressive approach paid off. According to exit polls, she won voters who made up their minds in the last 3 days. Voters like Lewis Murray of Barre, Vermont.
She's truthful. Truthful. And this Obama, I don't know. I just don't trust him. I'm not prejudiced or anything. I just don't trust him.
Senator Obama now brings his campaign to Wyoming on Saturday and Mississippi next Tuesday, both states where he's expected to do well. Senator Clinton will set her sights on her final firewall, the big blue-collar swing state of Pennsylvania, which holds its primary on April 22nd. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.